grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. We have a real, present God. He's real. One of the things that I loved about our theme at this year's National Youth Gathering and our theme during this current sermon series is that it dives into the real, into the realness of our lives. You know, it can be easy for us to come here and talk about things that are spiritual and things that, yes, are biblical and true, but at times they might not seem like they connect to our lives, to our normal, everyday, day-to-day life experiences. But this first part of our theme recognizes that our faith is more than profound theological concepts. It is real. Like Pastor Dan mentioned last week in his message, we have real questions. There are things that we are struggling with. There are things that we can't make sense of, and we have questions. We have real questions. And in the midst of those questions, God speaks. God speaks words of promise. And we can wrestle with those questions knowing that God's promises are yes in Christ Jesus our Lord. But this first part of this theme, I think, also recognizes that we have a real God who speaks into the real issues of our lives. It recognizes that the trouble around us, the trouble in our lives is real. But so is our refuge in Jesus. If there's one thing that's constant in our lives, it's trouble, right? You know, we're all different. We all have different lives. We're going through different things, but all of us have different levels of stress, different levels of problem and concern and frustrations, and yes, even very real hurt and pain in our lives. You know, one of the pillars of discipleship that we talk about here at St. Luke's is life together. We want to do life together. And that recognizes that in life, we're going to have ups and downs. There are going to be moments where we're laughing. There are going to be moments where we're crying. There's going to be moments where we are experiencing triumph and moments where we're experiencing failure and everything in between. And life together is about walking through that together. Recognizing that there are going to be ups and downs in life, and we want to be doing life together in that and walking with each other through those ups and downs. But part of that is recognizing that all of us do have very real trouble in our lives. We need help. And yes, we can walk together in that. We can do life together through this trouble, but we can't fix it. That's where Jesus comes in. Our gospel reading comes from Mark chapter 4. And if you want to follow along, that's on page 839 in your pew Bibles. And we're starting off at verse 35, going through verse 41. And here in Mark chapter 4, we read a narrative that might be familiar to you about Jesus and his disciples, where Jesus it calms the storm on the Sea of Galilee. See, Jesus has been preaching and teaching on the shoreline, and he suggests to his disciples that they would cross to the other side of the Sea of Galilee. And so we start here in verse 35. It says, "On that day when evening had come, he," that's Jesus, "says to them," the disciples, "let us go across to the other side." Now, think about this for a moment. This is Jesus. This is God who knows all things. And he suggests to his disciples that they should go to the other side of the lake. knowing full well that there is a massive storm on its way. And so he makes that suggestion and then promptly lies down in the cushion at the stern of the boat and takes a nap. What's going on here? Why does Jesus do this? It's almost as if Jesus wants his disciples to learn something about crying to him for help. It's almost as if Jesus wants us to cling to him as our refuge and strength. And that's exactly what happens. We read on that a great windstorm arose and the waves were breaking into the boat so that the boat was already filling. And the disciples, they're afraid and they're fearing for their lives, so they decide, we're going to wake Jesus up. We have to cry to him for help. And they come and they come to Jesus, and I can almost see the scene, and it seems to come right out of Psalm chapter 44. Psalm 44, the psalmist writes these words, "Awake, why are you sleeping, O Lord? Rouse yourself. Do not reject us forever. Why do you hide your face? Why do you forget our affliction and oppression?" Jesus wakes up. He rises. And he speaks. "Peace, be still." And the wind and the waves obey his voice. He delivers them from their trouble. By his power, he saves them. So what's the lesson here? What is Jesus trying to teach his disciples? What is Jesus teaching us? The lesson here is that God is God and we are not. The lesson here is that we have very real storms in our lives that surround us. And there's only one who can speak those words, "Peace, be still," and to calm those storms in our lives. You see, we have a God that has the power to quell the very real storms in our lives. We have a God that can mend struggling marriages. We have a God that can break the chains of addiction. We have a God that can heal the brokenness from mass shootings, that can heal the brokenness of shattered families, of hunger, of poverty, and every other consequence of sin that wreaks havoc in our lives. Because we have a real God named Jesus. Jesus who speaks and the wind and waves obey his voice. Jesus who takes our sin and our brokenness on his back and nails it to a cross. Jesus who claims real victory over sin, death, and the power of the devil for us on Easter morning. How much more can he who commands the wind and the waves, who has power over death and even the grave, calm even the fiercest of storms in our lives? The trouble is real, but so is our refuge, Jesus. But the problem, the real problem, is often that we have a very different response to the storms in our lives. You see, we have a tendency to conceal them. We have a tendency to pretend like there are no storms at all, that everything is just fine. It's amazing to me when I look around myself to see how many people have their lives completely figured out. Right? No problems, no trouble, no storms, no worries. At least that's what it looks like, right? See, the problem is not whether or not the refuge that we have in Jesus is real. It's whether or not we can be real of the fact that we need refuge. See, I think more often than not, This meme, this picture, is a picture of our everyday lives, right? Like the fire surrounding this dog, trouble surrounds us. It is all around us. It is about to overwhelm us, but our response, it's not to cry out, is it? It's just to take another sip of coffee and say, this is fine. Everything's fine. I'm completely fine with how things are unfolding around me. It's just a little warm. I can handle it. I can take care of it. I can fix it. And before long, we get burned. It's too late. Now, at the National Youth Gathering, as we were talking about this concept, we talked a lot about social media. Talked about social media and how we often try to post these filtered and presentable versions of ourselves to the outside world. Now, whether you use social media or not, it doesn't really matter. Because I think our lives are a lot like this, regardless. We post the presentable versions on social media. We come to church on Sunday and put on our Sunday smile and pretend like everything is just fine. You see, I've got my act all together. You don't have to worry about me. That's why I'm here, right? Because I got my act all together. It's not true. See, we try to hide our trouble because we have this idea in our minds that the people around us are different than us. That they actually do have things figured out. And so I have to pretend like I have things figured out so I can match them. And that's a lie. It's not true. It's false. See, there's no one who has it all figured out. There's no one who is holy. There is no one who isn't currently experiencing the consequences of sin in their life right now. There's no one except Jesus. And he has overcome the world. See, our God is real. Our God really did walk on this earth in human flesh. He really did calm the wind and the waves. Jesus, who knows sadness and disappointment and betrayal. He knows what it feels like. He knows the pain of a loved one's dying. He knows the pain of being rejected by people who said they love him and then reject him. Jesus knows real trouble. He knows the trouble of this life, and he really did save me on the cross from my sin. And because of that reality, because that is real, I can be real about my trouble. I can be confident and cry out to God in my distress. I can be real about the trouble in my life and the lives of those around me. I have a God who knows trouble, who has seen trouble, who's experienced trouble, and guess what? He has overcome it. I can be real because Jesus is real. Jesus, who has real power over sin, death, and the power of the devil, who can be a real refuge and handle my real trouble. So I can be real about my need for help, my need for deliverance. I can be real about my hurts. I can be real about my struggles. And when I bring those real troubles, those real hurts, those real struggles to Jesus, he speaks those real words of peace and strength. Peace, be still. And when Jesus speaks, the wind and the waves obey. When Jesus speaks, life happens. Only Jesus can proclaim that victory and forgiveness over sin and brokenness in my life. Only Jesus can offer that real refuge for me in my life. Who then is this that even the wind and the seas obey him, His name is Jesus. He's real. He is my Lord, and He is the God of my salvation. And it is to Him, and only Him, that I can and do cling as my real and present refuge and salvation, my real refuge and strength, no matter what. Amen.